The opinions expressed in this program are for general information purposes only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual or any specific security. It is only intended to provide education about the financial industry. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult your financial advisor prior to investing. Any past performance discussed during this program is no guarantee of future results. Any indices referenced for comparison are unmanaged and cannot be invested into directly. As always, please remember investing involves risk and possible loss of principal capital. Please seek advice from a licensed professional. Bulwark Capital Management is an investment advisor representative of Clear Creek Financial Management, a registered investment advisor.
Welcome to Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham on AM 770 KTTH. Whether it's preservation of capital or an aggressive growth strategy, every investor needs a clearly defined risk profile. Know Your Risk Radio is brought to you by Bulwark Capital Management, helping families navigate the ever-changing and often treacherous financial markets. Know Your Risk Radio starts now. Here's your host, Zach Abraham.
Welcome back to the show, and thank you as always for joining us. As always, every week, got a good show planned, at least, again, that's what I think. I hope so. And I hope you guys had a great 4th of July. We did, going out to Lake Taps with some friends of ours, and the kids were inner tubing for the first time, and had a blast. And the weather, right? And remember the joke used to be the summer starts on July 5th? That's a couple good 4th of Julys in a row we've had, and Memorial Day, and no complaints. And the traffic wasn't bad either, which, boy, for me, that was huge. But yeah, we're back at it, and hopefully we got a good show. Again, like I said, we always try to. That's obviously the goal. And I had a great meeting with a caller that called into the show. And went and met with him in Bellevue, and he said, you know, I like listening to your show. He goes, usually on the weekends, I don't like to listen to the financial shows, and they tend to be boring. And he goes, you know, I'm looking for the reruns of Rush and MedVed. And I just start dying laughing, because I don't know if you guys have heard it or if you heard the show before, but I always sit there and I say, you know, when it's me on the weekend driving around, I turn on KTTH, and I'm hoping to catch a rerun of MedVed or Rush, because that's a lot more interesting to me than listening to myself or, you know, some of these other guys talk. But he said, no, I look forward to it. I like listening to your show. And I just said to him, I go, look, man, you just made my month. that's the goal here, right? We don't want it to be like an infomercial. We want even those that aren't going to call and that aren't going to become clients, provide information and make it easier, because there's such a confluence of information out there. There are so many different takes. And another caller said to me, he goes, you know, you guys, you know, what is your shtick? What's your MO? What's your thing? And I said, what do you mean? He goes, well, you know, some of these guys are sitting there going, okay, you can only do this. You know, you just got to be in the market all the time, and that's the approach. And then other guys over here saying, don't be in the market. The world's going to fall apart. And I said, you know, hopefully that's the value that we bring, because for us, the truth lies somewhere in the middle. And what you should do with your retirement, It should be. It often isn't, but it should be based on your life, on your retirement picture, on your goals. And if we're talking about a client that, let's say, if we make 4.5% on average for a client, and that more than accomplishes goals, which we've got a lot of high net worth clients where that's the case, right? Where they've got a big pile of money and they don't need to make 7 or 8% a year. And again, in this environment, we're not trying to time markets, and we're going to get into that later in the show, but let's put together a portfolio. I mean, call me crazy, but let's put together an approach that accomplishes your goal while taking as little risk as possible and paying as few fees as you possibly can. I don't understand why that is a hot button issue, which is funny, because we take it on both sides. Because we put together, and you guys know this, we utilize insurance products. It's mostly stocks and funds and mutual funds and things like that. But we utilize many other different things, pulling from all different areas depending on what a client needs. And for the stock-only people, that's, we're seen as somewhat of a pariah, but that's fine. You know, I think there are a lot of different ways to skin a cat, and especially in the world we're living in. Right, with markets at all-time highs and interest rates at record lows and bonds paying record amount, you know, record low amount of interest. And you need to be thinking outside the box, in my opinion. I mean, you take bonds, for instance. We talk about that all the time. Walk me through how you can honestly charge somebody a percent or a percent and a half to manage their money. And for, you know, 40%, 50% of their money is tied up in bonds. You know, after fees, maybe they're making a percent and a half. So you're literally paying somebody as much to manage your money as you're making. I don't understand that. But anyway, I digress. We'll start with the market update as we always do. Again, if you're new to the show. And as always, if you hear something, you got to get out of the car, you got to quit listening for whatever reason, and you're interested in what we have to say, which hopefully you are, you can go to knowyourriskradio.com, get all of our podcasts, interviews, this show. We got like 170 different segments on there. We've basically covered everything. And as always, you can give us a call, 866-779-RISK, set up a free risk review. A lot more people are doing that recently. Had a lot of great talks. As I said, I always love, you know, talking to listeners, and, you know, we do things on KTTH for a reason. I love the KTTH listeners and the way that they view the world, and we share the same concerns and a lot of the same goals. So, so we're going to talk about, going to do the market update. We're also going to talk about risk management again, because there's been a couple things that a couple clients have brought up as it relates to risk management and why we take the approach that we do. And after all, it's Know Your Risk Radio, so I, you know, we probably don't talk about it enough. But anyway, again, it's one of these things that applies to everybody. Risk management, what it is, what it means, and the advantages. The other thing we're going to talk about, we talked about this, I believe, last week too, but market timing. That's a controversial issue. And first of all, we need to define what market timing is, because I think there's a lot of misinformation. I think a lot of times advisors and management companies are using that whole anti-market timing as almost a marketing ploy and not being truthful in terms of what market timing actually is. So we want to go over that. And we also want to talk about how it's not a competition, right? One of the big advantages you have as a retail investor is you're not competing. If you underperform the S&P for five straight years, which is not our goal, okay? I'm not saying if you come with us, we're going to underperform the S&P for five straight years. What I'm saying is that shouldn't be your goal. What other assets do, if you're a disciplined investor, what other assets are doing in price, stocks, bonds, real estate, whatever it is, that should not be how you judge your portfolio. Especially in times like this where everything is at record prices, your portfolio should be geared to accomplish your individual goals. Remember, we're saving for retirement. We're not saving because you're trying to build the next Berkshire Hathaway. Does that mean we should completely throw away that model? No, we should implement some of those things into your investment strategy, but you should take advantage of the fact that you're not competing against other fund managers. If you underperform the S&P in three straight years and yet you're meeting your retirement goals, that's a win. And for most of you, you should be, which is why a lot of you have bonds, right? It's for that extra security, so you don't have as much volatility. So we need to take advantage of that. Then the other thing we're going to do here, and I don't usually like to do reruns, but we've got a special guest interview that we did that I want to air again because a lot of our listeners that I've talked to missed it. And that's coming up later in the show. We've got, it's an interview I did with Dory that's about 10 minutes long, Dory Monson. And for those of you that don't know, he's one of our clients and has endorsed our firm, and we do a lot of work with Dory. He's been a great friend to Bulwark and to me personally. And Dory's a really bright guy that knows, that's got a very good financial head on his shoulders, and it's an interesting conversation. And so we want to air that again. Like I said, a lot of our clients and listeners didn't hear it, and so that's going to come up later in the show. And then we're just going to talk about, you know, kind of an economic update that we're going to do, which is sort of like the market, but different. A couple things that we're watching on the economic front, and I always think that's fun because I've gotten a lot of feedback. It's a lot of economic junkies out there, which I love. Because as you know, if you've heard the show before, I am an economic, or what my wife refers to it as being a finance geek. So that's right up my alley. But anyway, getting into the markets, you know, we've had some big days. We've had some big down days, big up days. There's some volatility making its way back into the market. Not a lot going on, guys. We're still doing this whole circulating thing where there's just a lot of money sloshing around. There is some things to keep an eye on, though. We've got volatility moving up. It's not up crazy, but we're up above 10 or 11 on the VIX, which is the volatility index. which has been historically low. And that always worries us, because any periods of condensed or compressed volatility, meaning we don't see a lot of up movements or down movements, those are usually followed by periods of large volatility. So that's something that we're keeping an eye on. Oil's gotten a good bounce here this week because of some unexpected draws from inventories. And remember, we always want to keep an eye on oil because that's a good economic indicator. What's going on, right? More oil is being used, the more business is being transacted, the more trucks are leaving the warehouses. So, however, the oil picture by and large right now is still not good. We should be drawing way more than we are right now. This is the peak oil season. We should be sucking up more oil than we are at any other period in the year. And it's not happening. And it's not happening for a variety of reasons. And one of those, we'll get into the economic update later, or a few of those reasons. But I always think that oil is an important thing for us to keep an eye on. Lets us know really what's happening. So anyway, we got to get rolling. That's about it. I wish I had more in the market update, but it's just been a very quiet, very uneventful market. And it looks like some things are starting to happen. We're seeing some volatility creep back in, but overall, not much. Been kind of boring. So as always, go to knowyourriskradio.com. You can get other information up there. We're trying to launch a newsletter. Hopefully we'll have that out in the next month. Had a lot of people requesting that, and going to get that out for our clients. And we'll put that up there as well. For monthly updates, we'll go into the stuff that we talk about on the show at greater length. But until then, you can still get on there, hear all the podcasts, hear the interviews we've done with famous economists like Raoul Paul and Dory, and the other stories we've done on real estate and, you know, all kinds of stuff. So, and again, knowyourriskradio.com. You can also give us a call, 866-779-RISK, and set up a complimentary portfolio review. I did probably seven of them last week, 15, 25 minutes on average. We're not going to twist your arm. We're not going to try to trick you into meeting us. It's just straightforward, which is one of the reasons Dory worked with us. You know, he doesn't like doing that whole bait and switch thing, but we're not going to do that. Just do the review, give you some information, give you some ideas. And if you want to take it from there, then you schedule an appointment. But anyway, we got to run. I got a great show coming up. Stay with us. And once again, you're listening to Know Your Risk Radio on AM 770 KTTH. Are you worried that another market collapse, like the ones we experienced in 2000 and 2008, could constrain, alter, or permanently delay your ideal retirement? If so, give us a call and request our complimentary booklet entitled Common Sense Investing, Removing the Risks from Your Retirement. In it, we'll show you how you can 100% guarantee your retirement portfolio against loss while still participating in market gains. In fact, many of our clients have experienced gains of 30% or more over the past 4 years while being 100% guaranteed against loss. Stocks, bonds, and real estate are all at record highs. And if it keeps going, great. You'll keep going up with it. But if it doesn't, and we're on the cusp of another big crash, your retirement plans won't be affected. Call right now and get our complimentary booklet called Common Sense Investing, Removing the Risk from Your Retirement. And like our most well-known client, Dory Monson, says, go from retirement hoping to retirement planning. So call now for your free copy at 866-779-RISK. Again, 866-779-RISK.
You're listening to Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital Management.
All right. Let's get right back into it. Welcome back. And if you're just joining us, you guys will probably get tired of hearing this, but want to give that warning or that tip to those of you that just joined. Hopefully you find what we're talking about interesting. If you missed the first part of the segment, you can always go to knowyourriskradio.com, access our iTunes page, and catch all the podcasts that we've ever done. You can get the access right there on knowyourriskradio.com, and you can always give us a call at 866-779-RISK. But let's get right into it. Want to do an update on risk management. After all, it's Know Your Risk Radio. And I that's probably the biggest call that I get, is people wanting to know what we mean by that, by risk management. And I love talking about it because it's one of the most overlooked aspects in the retail space. On the institutional side, and for those of you that don't know, I started my career off on the institutional side, working for Russell Investments, and was sure that that's the route that I wanted to go in, and for various reasons, got into the retail management space. But when we're talking about money management on the institutional side, so that's, you know, running mutual funds, running hedge funds, one of the biggest topics that we talk about is risk management. And in no way do I pretend to be an expert on risk management, because it's an incredibly intricate and vast process. But we like to bring that same approach to our retail investors, and for a variety of different reasons. But basically, it's this. Risk management comes down to maximizing upside potential while limiting downside risk and cost. Okay, that's basically the idea. And you're probably in your car going, well, yeah, right? Isn't that what we're doing? Isn't that the whole point of investing and diversification? Yes. Yes, that is. But there have been some big changes, especially in the last 10 years, that it's not just me, right? It's not just our take on it. But big changes in the structural setup of the economy and the markets that make risk management even more important, and applying that risk management model to individual retail investors. So what do I mean by all that? What I mean by that is, for the last, really, especially the last 40 years, the number one way that we and every other wealth management firm in the world manage risk was simply the allocation to stocks and bonds, right? Your risk was, you know, was quantified and measured by how much money we had in stocks and how much money we had in bonds. And that's why the most popular portfolio became the 60-40, right? For people nearing retirement, 60% stocks, 40% bonds. Bonds on average were around 5% a year. Stocks on average were between 10.5-11. It gave us an average yield of about 7.5%. So the client could live on 4% and still grow their account by 3-3.5% a year, thus keeping up with or ideally slightly beating inflation. So even though we're living off our money, we're still growing it enough to preserve our purchasing power. That's the idea. Okay, but the bond market has changed. And again, we've talked about this on the show a lot, but I've had a lot of questions, so I really want to make this crystal clear. The average clients that we sit down with, after fees, on the bond portion of their accounts, because remember, most of these investment houses, most 401k plans, most advisors, they haven't changed. They've kept doing this whole stock bond thing. And that's a problem, guys. And it's a problem because they're going to talk to you about historic returns, and they're going to say your portfolio should average 7.5% if we go 60-40, da-da-da, right? But the problem is that that can't work. And it can't work because interest rates are at record lows, and bonds are not like stocks. Theoretically, stocks can go up forever. Bonds cannot. They are intricately tied. They cannot get away from interest rates. As interest rates go down, bonds go up in price. And the very easy way to illustrate this is, would you rather have a bond paying 6% or 4%? Well, of course, you'd rather have 6%, right? But as interest rates drop, governments and corporations are issuing new debt every single year. And as interest rates drop, the interest payments that they'll offer on their bonds goes down. And so if you've got a bond, let's say from Walmart that was issued, you know, 10 years ago, if those are even out there, most corporations don't go longer than 10 years. But let's say it was 10 years ago and the bond's paying 6.5%, and the new debt that Walmart has issued in the last 5 years is paying 3%. You may have bought your bond at par for $1,000 way back when you bought that Walmart bond that's paying 6.5%. But because the new bonds coming out are only paying 3.5%, you can sell that bond for a lot more than you bought it for, right? Because it's paying 6.5%. So when interest rates drop all the way to zero and bonds are at record highs or close to it like they are today, we're out of runway. We've only got one way to go, basically, right? I mean, interest rates can stay where they are, go slightly lower, but we had 0% interest or 0% Fed funds rate for almost 10 years, right? If we're not at the all-time low in bonds, we're knocking on the door. I mean, it is what it is. And so the average client we sit down with is, you know, after fees, is making probably 1.5% on their bonds, which you might say is better than nothing, but you're paying an expense fee for your advisor or for your bank or whatever to manage that account. and they're making nearly as much, in some cases more, on your money than you are. And your net result is you're still sitting there earning less than the inflation rate on your money because interest rates are so low. And here's why that's important. Because every single stock or every single fund or every single ETF that you own in your portfolio, it's not in and of and by itself, right? The only thing that matters is your total portfolio performance. You could have two or three investments, and I'm not saying this is a goal, but you could have two or three investments that lose 20 or 30% in a year, and your total portfolio could still end up 12 or 15%. And that's really what matters, right? The total growth on your money. So if we can take that portion that you're making in bonds, and let's say you're averaging 1.5% after fees, and we can increase that and let's say put it somewhere between 4 and 5% and lower your cost, which we can do because our bond replacement doesn't have any fees, what have you just done? You've actually just on average increased the performance of your portfolio by about 30%. And you've lowered your fees and you've insulated yourself from interest rate risk. Because our bond replacement doesn't lose money when interest rates go up. It actually goes up in price. And what does that do? Why is that so important? Because it takes the pressure off the other side of your portfolio. If you take 40 or 35 or whatever that is that you've got in bonds, you switch it over and now you're making double or three times the amount of interest with that amount of money while taking less risk. Okay? You can get the same total return out of your portfolio and dial back the risk on your stock side even further. So when an eventual downturn does happen, you go down less. And remember, it's not just going down less. It means that when the downturn happens or when a crash takes place, not only did you not lose as much, but now you've got more unimpeded capital, money that hasn't taken a hit to turn around and buy things at the bottom, right? Because we all know that's where money's made, is at the bottom. And that's not market timing, guys. That's risk management. Can we lower our costs, lower our risk, and increase our total performance at the same time? Yes. And you know, it's not crazy science, right? It's not a crazy strategy that's risk, you know, a risky strategy. It's incorporating some of these insurance products. And I hate bringing it up because I tell clients all the time, I spent the beginning part of my career railing against insurance products. But when you compare a lot of these insurance products, and I'm going to use the dirty word, the dirtiest word in investing, annuities, they're not replacements for stocks. Everybody rails against them. And yet at the same time, they're putting together a bond portfolio for you that exposes you to the risk of default, exposes you to rising interest rates in a zero interest rate world, and is netting you 1.5%, and they're telling you how bad annuities are. I can show you. There's several of these annuity products that are guaranteed against loss and have no annual fee, and they're not going to make you rich. It's not a stock replacement, but they've been averaging 4.5, 5.5, some even 6%. And we use them because we have to. It's risk management. It's a much better investment for our clients to be in that's making them more money and taking less risk and costing them less than bonds. But they're not a replacement for stocks. And that to me is where the confusion lies. You shouldn't take all your money out of stocks and put them in an annuity. You shouldn't take all your money out of stocks and put them in a bond. Right? But it's risk management. Because if we can take this portion of your portfolio that's basically doing nothing and generate gains with it and lower the risk and lower the cost, then it takes the pressure off the rest of your other assets so we can get more conservative across the board, spend less on annual fees, and still make as much or more than you were making when you had all of your money at risk. It's just common sense. And it's the easiest thing to do. So anyway, give us a call, 866-779-RISK, if you want more examples of how we do this. And again, remember, we're a registered investment advisor. We're a fiduciary. So we're making these recommendations because it's the numbers. It's just the math. It's the facts. And now, that's not to say it's right for everybody, right? Pretty much every client of ours has a different portfolio in some way or another. But anyway, we're up against a break. But give us a call, 866-779-RISK, and set up one of these 15-minute risk reviews, and we'll walk you through exactly what and you'll talk to me, and I'll walk you through exactly what we're talking about and how we can improve performance and lower fees. That's the goal, and take less risk. If we can take zero risk and make 10% a year, we wouldn't have any money in stocks, right? We don't care how our money's made. Your money doesn't care how it's made. And also, if you're just joining us, you want to hear the rest of the segment or whatever, you can always go to knowyourriskradio.com, catch this podcast, go to our iTunes page, get all of our podcasts and get all the information. But we got to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Stick with us. We got the Dory interview coming up in a couple segments, and we're going to talk more specifically about market timing. You're listening to Know Your Risk Radio on AM 770 KTTH. Are you worried that another market collapse, like the ones we experienced in 2000 and 2008, could constrain, alter, or permanently delay your ideal retirement? If so, give us a call and request our complimentary booklet entitled Common Sense Investing, Removing the Risks from Your Retirement. In it, we'll show you how you can 100% guarantee your retirement portfolio against loss while still participating in market gains. In fact, many of our clients have experienced gains of 30% or more over the past 4 years while being 100% guaranteed against loss. Stocks, bonds, and real estate are all at record highs. And if it keeps going, great, you'll keep going up with it. But if it doesn't, and we're on the cusp of another big crash, your retirement plans won't be affected. Call right now and get our complimentary booklet called Common Sense Investing, Removing the Risk from Your Retirement. And like our most well-known client, Dory Monson, says, go from retirement hoping to retirement planning. So call now for your free copy at 866-779-RISK. Again, 866-779-RISK.
You're listening to Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital Management.
Here we go. And welcome back. Thanks for joining us. And if you are just joining us, as always, you can catch the rest of the show at knowyourriskradio.com, where we've got our podcast page and other great interviews. We do have some good stuff. It's not, obviously, I'm biased, as I always laugh about. But let's get right into this. And I want to talk about market timing. Because, again, credit to the listeners, you know, our average listener with KTTH, you know, market timing is a bad word, and it should be a bad word. And they go, you know, what are you doing? Are you trying to time markets? Are you going in and out? There was also another gentleman that I met with that, and I'm not going to dog on anybody, but went with another local firm up here and signed up for this great program that they had that knew when to get out of the market, knew when to get in the market and all that kind of stuff. And I sat down with him, and he'd been invested in it for, I want to say, about 18 months. And he'd made, you know, lost maybe 2%, or maybe it was up 2% or something like that, during a period of time when the market was up like 25. And therein lies market timing. Look, if anybody had a special program that told you when or how to get out of the market, that's what everybody would do. But it doesn't exist. And I want to burst any bubbles. Anybody that tells you that they know how to do that, don't listen to them. They don't. The greatest investors in the world don't know how to do that. Doesn't mean they don't try sometimes. But they don't know how to do it. You know, the greatest two investors that, and many of you might not know the second name, but Warren Buffett and Stan Druckenmiller. You know, you look at the rates that those guys have compounded money, which means, you know, the average annual gains for them and their shareholders, or their investors rather, you know, they're above 30% a year going back to whenever. Those guys are not market timers. Now, Druckenmiller is more active. He moves in and out of the market, but he's never trying to, it's not about trying to predict where the market's going to go, because you don't know. Okay, now that being said, that does not mean that you should just have all your money in stocks and just ride it up and down no matter what happens. And then, so maybe you're sitting there scratching your head going, okay, well, how's that different than market timing? Well, it's very different than market timing, because the decisions we're making are not predicated based on what we think the market's going to do. The decision is we're constantly managing our clients' accounts and keeping them inside the bounds of where they need to be to accomplish their goals. And in an environment right now, and look, we're going to talk about valuation. And I hear a lot of these other guys on the radio talking about the market's going to go here and market's going to 30,000 on the Dow, or 100,000, or whatever, right? And there's a lot of speculation, a lot of debate about valuation. Okay, but let's put that to bed. Okay, because one thing we talk about on the show all the time is, let's talk about the facts. Let's keep opinions out of it. All right, the facts are, for better or worse, whether you like it or not, this is one of the most highly valued stock markets in history. And we talked last week about dueling economists, and I laid out Robert Shiller, who invented the Case-Shiller Index, which specifically is a look at rolling valuations over a period of time, so it smooths it out and gives you a real idea of what's going on. And it's not some kook thing on the fringe. You know, every guy that manages money that's serious about it, you know, the CAPE index or the Case-Shiller index that this guy created is something we all pay attention to. And so when we're looking at all the different valuation indicators, we're historically high. It's one of the most expensive in history. Now, does that mean, another client asked me, well, then why do we have any money in the market? Because we don't market time. And the market's been expensive for the last year and a half, 2 years, really. I mean, it just in the last year has gotten historically expensive. But what's also going on in the backdrop? You got record low interest rates. So you got more and more people moving out of bonds and pushing their money into stocks, which again is not a good idea. That's called performance chasing. That's leaving the bounds of the portfolio that was designed to accomplish your needs. But there are reasons why we're highly valued. But here's the catch. There's always reasons why we're highly valued. So what do we do in these markets? We hold on to the quality things we own. And we're constantly, as stocks are going up, we're constantly tweaking the portfolio, not constantly, but at least on a quarterly basis, tweaking the portfolio to make sure it's still within the bounds of what is an acceptable level of risk and return for our clients. We're just being more cautious. Not taking money out. Not trying to time things. But we've had a heck of a run. And so defense becomes more important. Historically, we're looking at losses. And if you don't believe me, go listen to Jack Bogle, the founder of Vanguard. We've talked about him a lot on the show. He said, look, we've had this unbelievable stock market rally in the last 8-9 years. And going forward, the one thing I'm certain of is we will not have our average rate of return over the next 10. Which makes sense, right? Markets don't go up 20% a year, which is what we've averaged over the last eight and a half, almost nine. I hate to break it to you, but they don't. And there's a lot of structural reasons. There's a lot of cyclical reasons and economic reasons for that. And we won't get into it because truthfully, we could spend, you know, days talking about that. But there's a reason the market has always averaged through thick and thin the number that it has. And when you get too far outside of that, you're looking naturally at a slowdown or a big pullback, but everything reverts to the mean, right? It's math. And so although we're not trying to time it, we're not trying to make money or figure out when the market's going to fall. But what we are making sure is that we're as conservative as we can be right now, because stocks are historically expensive and they will get cheap. And when they get cheap, maybe we'll increase the the exposure to that if it fits our clients' parameters. But right now, the market is giving all of us a phenomenal opportunity to dial things back in and make sure that our portfolio is still designed to do what it says we're going to do. If you're going to retire in 3 years or 2 years or 1 year for that matter, and you're 80 some percent in stocks, by and large, most average investors, you shouldn't be. Now, if you've been, great. Great, because you've done really well. Okay, but now you're getting a phenomenal opportunity to revisit that portfolio and sit there and go, wait a second. If I am 80% in stocks, that means I'm virtually, 100% exposed. And if we do get a big turndown, which we've gone 10 years without one, really, or close to, and we've had historic returns averaging 20% or more for the last almost 9 years, maybe now's a good time to take some money off the table. And return to that balance, return to that ideal portfolio that isn't going to, help you retire, but guarantee you, even if the world comes apart in the next 2 or 3 years, you're still going to retire when you want to. You're still going to have the money there that you need to retire. And remember, that's when things need to change, guys. In the last 10 years leading up to retirement, you need to start gearing your portfolio and your investments to your retirement as opposed to just making as much as you can. And because people don't do that, that's why we've seen delayed retirements, people having to take on two jobs, work 5 or 7 years longer than they thought, because during the tech bubble and during the real estate bubble, they took massive baths. And it's not this all or nothing thing. If you're sitting there looking at your account going, oh, I know that's too much in stock, but I'm making so much, I got to ride it out. Take a step back. Call us. Go talk to somebody. Because trust me, there are going to be opportunities to buy again and make more money in the future and do it at lower prices. There always has been. Doesn't mean we're timing the market. We're just saying, hey, things are historically expensive. Let's take our foot off the gas a little bit. Let's try to hit some doubles and singles and see what happens. And like I said, like I've said on the show many times before, is our approach the most aggressive? Certainly not. Okay, but if our clients look at me and they go, Zach, you know, we could have made a little bit more money had we stayed doing what we're doing and gone with somebody else than we did with you. If clients tell me that in 5 years, that's a result I can live with. What I can't live with is having my clients say, because we went with you, we didn't retire on time, or we had to delay retirement more, or we had to get a second job. Okay, again, risk management. What are we doing? What are we planning for? And it's not an all or nothing proposition. But it's also not market timing. It's taking a suitable amount of risk and exposure to accomplish your goals. And your number one goal should be, if we're retiring in 5 years, your number one goal should be making sure that that's feasible. Not maximizing your profits. As weird as that sounds. And if you've been doing that up until this point, great, you've won. Accept the trophy. Now dial back the risk, dial back the exposure, and let's start planning toward actual retirement rather than just trying to build that heap of money as big as we can. And guys, this isn't my opinion. This is the whole basis for retirement planning. Let's A, make sure your retirement goals are feasible and met. And then we go for growth after that. And oftentimes you don't need to pick. Oftentimes we can improve that security and improve that certainty while lowering your fees and increasing your upside. But you got to be open to it. You got to be open to new ideas. You got to be open to new ways of doing things. And like I said last week, don't be one of those people that wants to buy insurance after the fire. Make the changes when you can. So anyway, we got to get rolling. Thanks for sticking with us. As always, you can go to knowyourriskradio.com. And if you want to send this episode to somebody just to give them something to think about, do it. They don't have to call me or anything. But this is something every investor needs to think about. Even if they don't become a client, if somebody looks at me and says, hey, I was able to retire on time because I listened to what you said and I implemented it on my own, or I did it with my current advisor, we consider that a win. Yeah, you don't have to go with us just to listen to what we say. But go to knowyourriskradio.com, go to the podcast page, go to our iTunes page and listen to this episode or send it to somebody else. And as always, you can give us a call, 866-779-RISK, and schedule a free risk review with me on the phone. Cost you nothing. 15, 25 minutes. It's not like a timeshare sales. We're not trying to trick you into an appointment or trick you into a meeting or trick you into buying something. We'll give you the information. So take advantage of it. Anyway, we got to get rolling. Stick with us. We got an interview coming up with Dory and a couple other good things coming your way. So hang with us. You're listening to Know Your Risk Radio on AM 770 KTTH.
Are you worried that another market collapse, like the ones we experienced in 2000 and 2008, could constrain, alter, or permanently delay your ideal retirement? If so, give us a call and request our complimentary booklet entitled Common Sense Investing, Removing the Risks from Your Retirement. In it, we'll show you how you can 100% guarantee your retirement portfolio against loss while still participating in market gains. In fact, many of our clients have experienced gains of 30% or more over the past 4 years while being 100% guaranteed against loss. Stocks, bonds, and real estate are all at record highs. And if it keeps going, great, you'll keep going up with it. But if it doesn't, and we're on the cusp of another big crash, your retirement plans won't be affected. Call right now and get our complimentary booklet called Common Sense Investing, Removing the Risk from Your Retirement. And like our most well-known client, Dory Monson, says, go from retirement hoping to retirement planning. So call now for your free copy at 866-779-RISK. Again, 866-779-RISK.
You're listening to Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital Management.
All right, welcome back to the show. And for those of you just joining us, remember, you can always go to Know Your Risk Radio and get our podcasts. You know, if you just pick up part of the episode, you want to hear more about what we're talking about. We got a lot of good stuff on there. Great interviews, great information. But I teased this a little bit earlier, and we got a special guest host in the radio. I don't think he likes it when I call him a guest, though.
Hosting?
Does he?
I didn't know I was hosting.
Well, I mean, yeah, I've got to add as much punch to this as I can.
All right, I'm hosting.
This is a big get for us.
Host with the most.
Getting Dory Monson on the air with us today, and the voice of Seattle, as I euphemistically refer to him as. And
see, Zach. Crazy times, man.
It is crazy times. Yeah. We were laughing when you walked into the studio. Markets are up, which is a big change.
Yeah.
Right? And I know you've gone all in. You're buying Facebook and Amazon.
You know, the more scared I get, the higher it seems to go. But that's what we've been talking about from when you and I first started talking on the radio. And that is, when everybody else is bullish, that's usually a good time to pull back a little bit. So I'm a little nervous about where we're at. But we'll just keep printing money. We'll just build this house on sand. Who cares?
Yeah, it's like I said to my mom when I was a kid. You know, what do you mean we're out of money, Mom? You've got checks left in your books.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
We'll just keep writing them.
Yeah, exactly.
I didn't understand the finer points of finance back then, obviously. But what is your take? Everybody hears what I have to say so often about all this stuff. When you're looking at this, and I know you don't do it for a living, but you're more astute than the average cat running around. What do you see going on out
there?
Well,
we're just printing money. And we've done this before where we just inflate the economy. And, you know, at some point, it all comes due. And, you know, the $20 trillion in debt. And every time there is some attempt to whittle away at that, then everybody is just screaming bloody murder. Like if a budget gets released, as there was a couple of weeks ago, that says we're going to slow down spending, not decrease spending, just slow it down, slow down the increase a little bit. And everybody, you know, oh, you're going to kill people then. and so any attempt to get things under control in our economy and the way we overspend, the way we're going into debt as a nation, it's just used as this political pawn. And I think that's really dangerous. And I don't think, you know, just as a family that makes $60,000 a year, they can't afford $250,000 in household debt. And our nation can't afford where we're at right now.
No, I know. And the thing that concerns me the most, and I know that you talk about this on the show, which made the partnership, you know, obvious from our
sure.
point of view. But the thing that concerns me the most is the average investor out there correlates so much of the economy with the market. So they see markets going up every single day, and to them, that's a green light, right? It's all things are good.
Yeah, and God bless them. It's been a great ride.
Right.
It's been
no.
a wonderful ride, but you know, if people have just gotten into the market since 2008, then you can be deluded into thinking that it's a one-way street and that way points up. But if you've been through a couple of these things, like I have in 87 and 2000 and 2008, then you know that eventually things mellow out a little bit.
Right.
And I'm afraid this could be a harsh mellow coming up here.
Yeah. Well, like you and I talk about, too. And for those of you that haven't heard us or haven't heard the show before, it's, you know, we're not pessimistic. We're not sitting there. It really even has nothing to do with the fact that the markets, you know, the Dow's at 21,215. It has nothing to do with that. It's the valuations you're paying for the underlying securities.
Yeah.
Right. And I want people to understand that.
One thing I complimented you on before we went on the air, and that I'll mention again here, because you're a great sponsor on my show. And when I talk about you on the show, I've been mentioning this booklet you've put together, because it's tough to explain exactly what the philosophy is. But you've put together this great color booklet, Common Sense Investing. I know you send it out to people free of charge, no obligation. And then they can see, they can take, you know, a few minutes. It only takes a few minutes. It's 12 pages. It's really concise. But they can see what your philosophy is, and they can decide if it makes sense for them. But I think you've laid things out in a real clear, compelling way that even when things are going up, as they have been, it's still prudent to not be all in and, you know, have all your eggs in one basket. So, you know, I'd encourage people to reach out and get this booklet you've put together, because it's very cool, and it very concisely lays out what you're all about.
Yeah, well, and I appreciate that. I was pleased with the way it turned out. And it's got the, like we talk about all the time, No opinion, just the facts. It's got the data in there. So you can look at it and draw your own conclusions. And I think one of the things to point out, we were talking about this off the air, but is the Warren Buffett value indicator that he follows. And I think it's interesting to note, you and I haven't talked about this, but if you look at Warren Buffett's company right now, Berkshire Hathaway, it's got a $400 billion market cap, okay? For those of you that don't know what that means, it means the entire size of his company, it's worth $405 billion. And several things in that company, he just owns companies outright, right? They buy entire companies. But the other part of the company is they've got $135 billion in stock, okay? Right now, he's got also about $105 billion in cash.
Right.
So his cash pile is virtually the exact, almost the exact same percentage as his stockpile. Pardon the pun. Yeah. And that's, you know, that's the highest percentage he's ever had cash to stock at any point in Berkshire Hathaway's history.
Yeah. And this is one of the world's greatest investors. So yeah, that might, and I know a lot of people who have pulled back a little bit here and they're afraid of just this runaway upward trend. And they're thinking this is a good time to maybe take some profits and maybe balance things out a little bit. So that's where I think they should talk to you and see if your plan makes sense for them.
Yeah, and you know, the other thing, I had a conversation on the way up here on the radio. We can reposition things in such a way that you'll keep going up if the market goes up. You're going to keep, a lot of times, we'll improve the performance if the market keeps going up. The only difference is you're not all in.
Right.
Right. And if one of these big events happens, it's not going to delay your retirement. It's not going to lower your spending level per month. It's not going to mean that you can't, you know, buy the condo in Arizona.
Sure.
You know, it's just ensuring that we'll be able to get the outcome that we want.
Well, it's like I talk about all the time, and it's kind of my, and I've mentioned this to you before, I didn't set out to be a contrarian.
No, right.
And I'm not just talking about investments. I'm talking about in almost all of my life philosophies that I talk about on the show. I've just come to discover that the masses are usually wrong.
Right.
So that's why I like being a contrarian, because
it pays well.
Yeah. Following the crowd, that's usually not who I want to be, you know, be associated with, is
right.
the masses. So yeah, given my philosophy, I think being a little contrarian right now is probably a healthy dose of skepticism.
Yep. Well, I can't thank you enough for joining
thanks,
us.
Zach. Yeah, it's good coming in talking with you.
And for those of you that want the booklet that Dory talked about, you can give us a call. We'll get you that free booklet, Common Sense Investing. And as always, you can give us a call at 866-779-RISK and set up a risk review ask for the booklet. We can get it sent to you. And, you know, hopefully we can arm you with some more information. So thanks for joining us, Dory. Really appreciate
it.
And hopefully you'll do it again soon.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us. We'll be right back. Going to take a little break. You're listening to Know Your Risk Radio on AM 770 KTTH.
Are you worried that another market collapse, like the ones we experienced in 2000 and 2008, could constrain, alter, or permanently delay your ideal retirement? If so, give us a call and request our complimentary booklet entitled Common Sense Investing, Removing the Risks from Your Retirement. In it, we'll show you how you can 100% guarantee your retirement portfolio against loss while still participating in market gains. In fact, many of our clients have experienced gains of 30% or more over the past 4 years while being 100% guaranteed against loss. Stocks, bonds, and real estate are all at record highs. And if it keeps going, great, you'll keep going up with it. But if it doesn't, and we're on the cusp of another big crash, your retirement plans won't be affected. Call right now and get our complimentary booklet called Common Sense Investing, Removing the Risk from Your Retirement. And like our most well-known client, Dory Monson, says, go from retirement hoping to retirement planning. So call now for your free copy at 866-779-RISK. Again, 866-779-RISK.
You're listening to Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital Management.
All right. Welcome back to the show. And I hope you enjoyed that conversation with Dory. Like I said, he's become a good friend and obviously a good standard bearer for our firm. I was really appreciative. I know a lot of guys have asked for his endorsement with financial firms. And to Dory's credit, he's a tough one to please. He's a tough critic. I've always said, you know, that was the longest spread of time from first meeting a client to actually getting them to sign up, because he went through everything. He popped the hood and really gave us a once over. So hope you guys enjoyed that. And like I said, he's pretty good financial mind in his own right, and pretty astute investor. But anyway, wanted to get into this next segment, and we're going to talk about a couple things. But first of all, again, this is something that you can employ on your own, whether or not you go to us, okay? But 401ks, all right, the largest source of wealth or the largest pile of money we've got in this country is 401k money. And almost all of you who have 401ks can take that money out of your 401k and move it somewhere else, do an IRA rollover, so no taxes, no cost, it's free. You can, after 59 and a half, even if you're still working for your company, you can roll your money out of your 401k into an IRA at no cost, and it doesn't change anything. You keep participating to your IRA. Keep getting that match, right? Clients always ask me, well, now that I'm working with you and you've got more options, I'm thinking I'm going to quit putting money in my 401k and just send it to you every month. And I look at them and I go, whoa, hold on. The one thing I can't do is I can't match. I'm not going to give you a guaranteed 4 or 5% of your money every year. And so you want to keep taking advantage of that. But if you can roll your money out of a 401k into an IRA, even if you're still working at that company, it's almost always a good idea. And here's why. Typically, if you're going with the right person like us, the IRA is going to cost you less in fees. Not a lot, but I'd say the average average 401k out there ranges somewhere between, you know, 1.4, 1.6% a year. And there's some that are lower, but that's average. You're usually paying somewhere between a half a percent to 0.7% in administrative fee. And then you've got the internal costs or 12B1 fees of the mutual funds. So typically you're going to end up somewhere between that 1.4, 1.6 range. And a lot of places like us, you can get significantly lower than that. Even online with somebody like Fidelity, you can get a much lower expense fee than that, A. B, you've got a much wider access to every other investment out there in the world, right? You're not just limited to what's approved for your plan. So you've got more flexibility and you're paying less in fees. It's a no-brainer. And it doesn't mean that you're going to be, you know, poorly served if you keep it in the 401k, but you're going to pay less in fees and you're going to have a broader access to investments. You know, you're going to be able to pick from everything rather than just what's offered by your 401k plan. And just because it's not in your 401k plan doesn't mean that it's not good. You know, trust me. What's in your 401k plan takes into a thing, you know, it has to do with a lot of things, not just what the administrators think is good for you. Right? So there is business involved. Like I said, you know, these businesses do what's best for them and they have agreements in place and things like that. But that's an easy thing for you to do. It's an easy thing for you to do, have a greater level of control over your money or move it to somebody like us who's a fiduciary that, you know, is going to watch it every single day. Most clients I talk to look at their 401k once a quarter, if that. And then if something changes or something happens, they don't know what changes to make anyway. And you don't have an advisor in a 401k plan that's watching over your money. So I would advise everybody, you know, even if it's not us, even if it's rolling it to somewhere like Fidelity. And even if you keep the exact same investments, you can do that too. Don't change a thing in your 401k. You can roll it over to somewhere like Fidelity, or we use TD Ameritrade, and you can keep the exact same investments and just pay half the fees, right? Which is a no-brainer. So if you want some more instruction on that, you can give us a call at 866-779-RISK. I'd be happy to talk to you about it, even if you're going to take it to Scottrade or E-Trade or whatever. We just want to help people out and give you the information, and it's a lot easier than you think. But don't just ignore that. Typically, most investors have the biggest piece of their net worth in their 401k. And if you can just do nothing else other than just lower the fees by 20 or 30%, why wouldn't you do that? And like I said, after the age of 59 and a half, you can do that with 99% of the 401k plans out there without having any taxable consequences or any other additional costs. So, you know, that is definitely something that everybody should be aware of, everybody should be conscious of, and everybody should be looking into. It's just an easy way to lower your fees, broaden the horizons of things that you can pick from, and increase your gains, hopefully, right? Like I said, even if you keep the exact same investments, you can still do that. Now, the other thing we want to get into is I had a really smart lady that I met with in Bellevue last week. called into the show, and she's retiring in the next, I want to say, year. And she's interviewing different advisors, and she talked to us. And the last guy she went to, she owns some individual stocks. And the last guy she went to told her that anybody that buys individual stocks is an idiot. You should always be in ETFs. Okay, well, I'm going to give you the same answer I gave her. You know, try telling that to Warren Buffett and Stan Druckenmiller. Now, I'm not saying that I'm a Warren Buffett, and I'm not saying that anybody else isn't, but I'm just saying that's ridiculous. Like she said, you know, she said, I've owned Apple and I've owned Google and I've owned them for years and I'm up 300, 400%. Does that mean every stock you buy, you're going to be up 300 or 400%? No, but what it does mean is that there are all kinds of opportunities. For instance, and this is not a recommendation, but, you know, it was a couple years back. We bought McDonald's in most of our clients' accounts. You know, everybody started getting worried about McDonald's, the low-carb thing, all that kind of stuff. McDonald's stock dropped quite a bit, got it in the low 90s. And that's a low-risk stock, right? No matter how bad you think McDonald's is, what I can tell you is my children are just as excited about eating at McDonald's as I was when I was 5 years old. Okay, that's not going away, right? And these are low-risk stocks. They're paying nice dividends. We bought it in the low 90s for our clients. Today, it's at 157. Did I think it was going to 157 when we bought it? No. I just sat there and thought, man, if everybody's worried about McDonald's, probably a good time. Looks kind of cheap. Does that mean that your whole portfolio should be made up of individual stocks? No, but there are great opportunities of good companies. You know, Berkshire Hathaway is another one we own. Oh, you shouldn't own individual stocks. Well, Berkshire Hathaway is like a mutual fund just managed by the greatest investor of all time. Why wouldn't you want that in your portfolio? We're not going to try to trade it. But the idea you need to be in all ETFs, and let me tell you something. Write this on your refrigerator and tape it up and keep it there. Everybody and their mother is saying ETFs, ETFs, ETFs. Do we use some? Absolutely. It's part of a portfolio. But if you think ETFs or even Vanguard funds, right, they're the most common or most widely known ETF. If you think that's just going to protect you from downturns or that's the only way to go, listen, the markets work like this. They're like trends. You know, the market is sort of like a 17-year-old, right? Well, it grabs onto the most popular thing of the day. And if there's an appetite for something on, you know, some certain type of investment, Wall Street's going to feed that appetite. It's trying to make money. But everybody and their mother, ETFs hold a record amount of assets. And a lot of that whole thing, that we could spend an entire show talking about this, but a lot of this rush to ETFs or what we call passive investment vehicles is one of the things that's driven the market to record highs and near record valuations. Does that mean we shouldn't have any ETFs? No, but again, guys, right? The truth lies somewhere in the middle. There's a place for almost anything. You know, like Warren Buffett talks about, there are no bad assets, there's just bad prices. There's a place for everything in your portfolio. It has to do with what your individual goals are. And if you look at me and go, Zach, I've been making 13, 14% a year, we're crushing it, guy. I look at you and go, great, what's your goal? What are we saving for? How much money do you have? When do you want to retire? What is your goal? Because even if you're making 13, 14% a year, and if you take a 60% loss in the 3 years running up to retirement, and that keeps you from being able to retire, guess what? You didn't accomplish your retirement goal. That's great when you're in your 40s, because that's what you should be doing. You should have maximum amount of stocks. Take the risk. When markets go down, you buy more. But as we get closer to retirement, we need to start positioning your assets and your money to specifically meet your retirement goals. And sometimes, contrary to what anybody else says, again, just facts and history, individual stocks can help you along that way. They can be wonderful things, depending on your need. Anyway, we got to run. We're up against it here. Thanks for joining us again this week. As always, you can go to knowyourriskradio.com, access this episode, including every one we've ever done. Hopefully, it's a source of information and education for you. And as always, you can give us a call at 866-779-RISK. Do a free portfolio review over the phone. It takes 15 to 25 minutes. You'll talk to me directly. I'll walk you through what you're doing, the potential problems, the upsides, and give you an idea how we'd handle things differently. Or as always, you can give us a call and get our free book, Common Sense Investing, that you heard Dory and I talking about during that interview. So anyway, until next week, have a wonderful week. Enjoy the weather out there. You're listening to Know Your Risk Radio on AM 770 KTTH.
Thanks for listening to Know Your Risk Radio. Whether it's preservation of capital or an aggressive growth strategy, every investor needs a clearly defined risk profile. Schedule your free risk review at knowyourriskradio.com. Tune in next week to Know Your Risk Radio with your host, Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital Management.